The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In the Post, David Ignatius. David, it's been one of the most interesting developments as Donald Trump outlined his foreign policy in a speech and also in several speeches throughout the course of the year, that it does seem that right now you have a Democratic potential nominee possibly being more assertive and more internationalist than a Republican nominee. That hasn't happened in quite some time.
It's something that we haven't seen in decades. The default Republican position has been hardline national security, supportive of the defensive establishment, internationalist positions. In this election, it looks like you're going to have those traditional positions expressed more by Hillary Clinton than by Donald Trump. And the interesting question for me is, just how sick of war is this country? Trump's appeal will be powerful if Americans really are so fed up that the appeal to internationalism, the appeal to leadership, America must lead, America is special, just falls on deaf ears this time around. That may be one of Trump's strongest weapons.
Yeah, and you know, Nicole, the Republicans.
Well, Scott, I think we get back to that whole Ronald Reagan ideal of, peace through strength. Not that you have to, take the gun out of the holster, as they say, but they need to see the gun, that it's available and will be utilized and not be a policy of appeasement. I mean, I think we have enough contrast and experience demonstrated in these last two administrations to be able to see what appeasement gets you. And by holding back and not being, proactive, who was the leader of that policy than one Hillary Clinton. So I think there's clear contrast, whether you look at John Kasich or you look at Ted Cruz or Donald Trump against one Hillary Clinton. Because her policies, I mean, you have to give her credit. If you say, look, she was the Secretary of State, and, it's interesting because you ask people all the time, Secretary of State, what did she do? And people get kind of that deer in the headlight. They just cannot put the finger on or be able to articulate what she did as Secretary of State other than she accumulated a lot of hours. I mean, we're a lot of travel mileage, I should say. We're not any better off with Russia. The Middle East is in shambles, Benghazi, Libya, the whole situation there, an absolute mess. You and I have discussed this before. It was that 3 o'clock in the morning call that she questioned about one Barack Obama, and she was in that position to answer, her very own ad, and she didn't answer the call.
Yeah. And there also is, Trump has never said that he wouldn't be involved in international things. He said that his primary focus would be the U.S., and then he's never said that he's not willing to get involved with things, but he always said, every time he's talked about it, he said things like, well, we're not given enough in return to do these things for the world, so if we're going to be doing that, it needs to be worth our while, and we need to get a return on what we're doing.
Exactly. Well, the thing is about Trump, different than the other candidates and politicians, is that though his ego is larger than life, we all understand and accept that, he knows he's going to be measured. That just like in business, what does success look like? Well, being president of the United States, what does it look like? We know what we don't want and what we've had in these last two administrations. So he's going to be sensitive to that, and hopefully he is wise enough to get the right people there in the job when it comes to foreign policy and the military, that he's got some flag officers and he got people that know what to do to hold off these pending threats, whether it comes from China, the Middle East, Iran, and on and on. Only time will tell. But I believe clearly the contrast is very, very clear between one Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump or any of the Republican candidates that are still standing at this point. What do you think?
I agree. I think that, and it's because we know what she does.
Yep, exactly. Well, it's like we said, you want to know what somebody will do? Look at what they've done. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there before your very eyes. Michael Shulman is with us right now. He's a contributor and arts editor at the New Yorker. His work has appeared in the New York Times, The Believer, and other publications. He lives in New York City, one of God's favorite cities, no doubt. Michael Shulman, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Hi.
Hey, thanks for coming on. What a great topic, Meryl Streep. You know, for you to write about your latest book, Her Again, Becoming Meryl Streep. You know, tell us what motivated you to write this book.
Well, I've always been a big admirer of her work. I do think she's the greatest actress of her generation. And I really wanted to explore what her early years were like. You know, who was she before she was this greatest living actress, queen of Hollywood figure we know now? So I decided to explore her 20s and to sort of trace her coming of age as an actress.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and for you to do this and break this down, I mean, you found a lot of interesting things. You know, like anybody, you know, especially that chooses to go into the acting profession, I mean, it's not easy, and there was no question she had an exceptional talent early on, but like anything that's worth fighting for, you've got to be prepared for the fight, don't you?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, she did always have this innate talent, this incredible ability to mimic and to sort of have insight into other people. Strangely, when she was a teenager in suburban New Jersey, she had this talent, but she didn't really know how to use it yet. So she wanted to be a very like a pretty popular high school girl, and so she studied women in women's magazines like Cosmo and 17, and she sort of morphed herself by sheer will into this kind of cheerleader, blonde, glamorous, popular girl. And she, by the end of high school, she was elective homecoming queen. So it was kind of like being chosen best actress of her high school. And it was only later in her career that she learned sort of what she cared about and what she wanted to fight for as an actor.
Well, Michael, when you were thinking about writing about Meryl Streep, you were very interested in her. And as you mentioned, you decided to focus on her early years, the root of the talent of this brilliant woman. You know, and as you started to do that, did the curtains open up wide for you and say, this is it, this is what I need to do?
Well, I felt a very, I mean, it was a total labor of love for me. I loved delving into her life story. I think she's one of the most famous people in the world that people know very, very little about. You know, how did she learn acting? How did she become this person? It almost seems like her success around the end of the 70s was, you know, this overnight fame. And yet, I had just a terrific time. I talked to over 80 people who knew her back in the 70s, you know, classmates, directors, teachers, some old boyfriends. I went around the country and did archival research, you know, reading old letters.
Wow.
And all sorts of stuff. And it was so much fun just to piece together the story of how someone so iconic became that way, and also who she was, before she was a celebrity, just when she was just this working actor living in downtown New York City.
Why was she motivated to become an actor?
Well, she started acting in high school, really. She started singing, actually. That was her first love. She was training to be an opera singer with this famous voice teacher. And she starred in the high school musicals. But it wasn't until she got to Vassar for college that she really fell in love with acting. She was cast in Strindberg's drama, Miss Julie. She was cast as Miss Julie. And she went on in 1969 starring as this great dramatic heroine. And it was not only the first serious role she had ever been in, it was the first serious play she'd ever seen. She had never been exposed to, you know, any sort of real serious drama aside from, you know, Broadway musicals. And it just, it kind of opened up her emotional world and allowed her to access these parts of herself that she had never even realized were there. You know, the way she describes this moment, it was like this complete awakening.
Yeah, there's something about the doors of destiny when they open up to you. They're inarguable, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except that she also was really undecided about whether acting was a career that she could pursue. You know, even while she was at the Yale School of Drama, when she was 24 or 25, she was still questioning whether this is something she could really pursue. At some point, she thought she would be an environmental lawyer. She had this plan to go to law school, but she slept through the exam. So she wound up continuing with acting. But I think we can imagine her as a lawyer. She'd be a killer lawyer.
Yeah, without a doubt. When did it turn for her? When did she finally, you know, convince herself in her own mind that acting was for her and this is what she needed to pursue?
I think it was when she got out of Yale Drama School, which is obviously a really prestigious place, but it was a really difficult, stressful environment. She came to New York City, and she was immediately scooped up by Joseph Papp, who was this legendary theater producer who ran the New York Shakespeare Festival. And he put her on Broadway. He put her in Shakespeare in the Park. He put her in plays in the public, and she completely fell in love with him. He was a mentor to her. And I think that's when she really started to realize that she was professionally an actress and that she had a home in the New York theater scene. But she still didn't think that she was a movie star. She didn't think she was pretty enough. And it wasn't until really the late 70s, Kramer vs. Kramer, Manhattan, The Deer Hunter, that she found her way into movies.
Well, I was just going to say that Kramer vs. Kramer, boy, that really kind of opened the world up wide open to her and said, who is this magnificent woman playing opposite Dustin Hoffman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a total breakout role for her. Mm-hmm. It was her first Academy Award. She was on the cover of Newsweek. She suddenly became the Meryl Streep that we think of today as sort of synonymous with, great actress. Mm-hmm. But it really took her all through her 20s to reach that place, to become a movie star, in part because it wasn't what she was pursuing. She thought of herself as, you know, an actress first and not a celebrity. She was never someone who pursued fame for fame's sake, as I think we see with some other people.
Well, Michael, we'd heard about the contention that was between her and Dustin. What did you discover?
Yeah, so it's long been sort of hinted at that Meryl and Dustin did not get along making Kramer versus Kramer. And I, in my research, really found out what I think the roots of that were. Partly it's that they were such different kinds of actors. Dustin was a really intense sort of method actor who felt like in order to play something on screen, you had to feel it yourself. You had to draw on your own pain, your own experiences. But he also felt like he should elicit that in his co-stars. So the second day of shooting, they were about to go out and shoot the scene where Joanna leaves Ted Kramer at the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. And right before the scene started, Dustin slapped her across the cheek just to get her upset, to get her surprised and shocked and riled up and in tears. And, you know, she was not that kind of actress. She's, you know, she's Meryl Streep. She can draw on any emotion.
Yeah. You don't need to slap her.
Doing it by imagination.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places. Her again, becoming Meryl Streep. Real quick, Michael, we got about 15 seconds. Your favorite Meryl Streep movie?
Oh, it's a tie. Kramer versus Kramer and The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, good fun. What a great book and great insight on Meryl Streep. You just have to love her, and people
thank
do.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. On Bill Martinez Live, Michael Shulman, it's 15 after.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new XS Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the XS brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/XS.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I'm finally.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or these over 275, outlets, our affiliates, join us. And even overseas, you can get us on shortwave through WWCR, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us and getting in on the fight to get this country back on track. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you in part by the movie. Yes, ClimateHustleMovie.com is going to be airing tonight at 7 o'clock. As you heard Mark Morano say, you might want to get there about 15 minutes early. Little behind-the-scenes information that he's going to share with us at about a quarter to 7. So it'll be a lot of fun tonight. Tickets are available, so we'll see you there at any one of the 400 big screens across the country. A Fathom event tonight at 7 o'clock. Frank and Jimmy is with us. He began his career on Wall Street, a self-proclaimed whistleblower. And Jimmy helped the New York State Attorney General's Office and the Securities Exchange Commission in an investigation that resulted in the convictions of multiple individuals, including junk bond billionaire Michael Milken. Frank is currently an independent financial advisor at Securities America, one of the largest independent broker-dealers in the world. Frank, it's been a long time since we had you on Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back, and we got to keep our conversation going this time, okay?
It's nice to be back, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, wanted to have you talk about your article, and this is what many are asking. Some would say that President Trump is a fait accompli. Others say, hey, not so fast. But nonetheless, we still want to talk about a Trump administration, what it could mean for our wallet. What do you say?
Well, I think nobody likes change. If you just look at the contrast, you have a sitting president who had no experience before he became president. He didn't even have any business experience. They're chastising Trump because he doesn't have any experience. Well, you know, there's no job that can train you to be president.
Exactly.
And usually most presidents, you know, their first term is, you're learning on the job, basically. Mm-hmm. So do I think Trump would be a disaster? No, I don't. He'll probably surround himself with good people, and he'll run his cabinet like he runs business, and he'll find good people to shake up the government and try to implement his policies, which are still formatting. But I think probably the most important thing, and the reason why everybody is afraid of Mr. Trump, is because he's not business as usual. He's going to go in and he's going to look at his expenditures like a line item, which is something that we need right now, and then prioritize what needs to get done.
Can the bureaucracy support that, Frank? I mean, between the the unions, the public unions there that are in full operation, everything. I saw what happened in California when Arnold Schwarzenegger took over. You know, he was a businessman. He was going to change California, and it just seemed to have gotten worse. He ran into roadblock after roadblock. How is Trump going to be able to break through some of those nine-dot paradigms that are so well-established on the Beltway?
Well, I hate to say think apprentice, but happened is that if you can imagine, we have an app for that. Imagine instead of voting every 4 years that President Trump would go out with a, a priority list to the public and say, hey, look, we have half a dozen different projects, let's say, massive infrastructure, which that's what they should have spent the $7 trillion on, railroads, ports, highways, things like that, where they could train people for trades. Very similar after World War II and even going back to the Depression, where you had W4P programs to build America. And I think when he says make America great, in my mind, that's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. But I think that, people are complaining about jobs. I mean, you brought up unions. I think it's very interesting that the unions are all for people protesting and marching for $15 an hour for the non-union jobs that they don't represent.
Right.
But they're keeping people away from the $30, $40, $50 an hour jobs, which is what people really need today.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you were making that kind of money, you could send yourself to college. You could pay for your own health care. Mm-hmm. But strangely enough, the unions are not opening themselves up to hiring and training more people.
Well, don't you think, Frank, that Donald Trump has to go after the low-lying fruit and demonstrate to the people that he's serious about the business and can make things happen? I mean, he doesn't need to go right out the gate and start building a wall, but there are some things of a consequence that he can do and move the needle pretty quickly and build the confidence of the body politic to say, hey, you know what? We were nervous to give him the office, but he's making some right moves here and moving the needle, as opposed to what's happened. Newt Gingrich and I talked about, you know, when the Republicans took over the Senate and they had the House, about that low-lying fruit, but for some reason that has been ignored, and there's been little victory out of this bicameral House.
Well, I think Newt is a good reference because I saw him on the news the other evening, and he was speaking exactly to that. I think that I expect Trump to go to the worst, and when I say worst, I mean the lowest economic parts of the country, and say, hey, look, are you better off than you were 8 years ago? And mm-hmm. the question is, no, maybe you're getting more free stuff than you were going 8 years ago, but it's not like you have any more control over your lives when the government is telling you, well, gee, you can't do this, so we'll help you do that, and you can't do that, so we'll help you do this. One of the things that's interesting is to look at the number of GIs that were coming home after World War II and how many availed themselves to the GI Bill mm-hmm. and how many not just minorities, but all Americans after the war availed themselves to the GI Bill, became lawyers, doctors, engineers. And you look at the numbers, and there's a steady increase until around 1962, 63, when President Kennedy is assassinated, and then Johnson instituted the Great Society programs. Motivation fell off a cliff at that point.
Right. And here we are, how many years, 50 years plus later, spending $22 trillion on the war on poverty, and we've moved the needle like nothing. It was at 15, now we're 15.1%. So a lot of money there. And what I'm hoping, Frank, is that one, Donald Trump will utilize his charm in such a way to get people to exchange a government handout for the dream that is burning inside of them, to give them the opportunity to realize the dream. Can that possibly trump a government handout, so to speak? Pun intended.
Well, I think, you know, I'm an investment advisor. So one of the things that I see is that, you know, I have a lot of minority clients, and minority clients that don't have money and ones that do have money view issues, politics, and government a lot differently. And I think it's not a divider by any sense. I think it's commonality. I think when people are of a certain, you want to call it strata or plateau in life, they view things similarly. Like mm-hmm. if you're working and you're paying taxes and you see people getting unlimited public benefits or unchecked public benefits, or when you hear of government programs that are just wasting billions of dollars and nobody really knows what's happening. I mean, it's different than your family and my family because everybody's working and they know how much money they're making and they know what mm-hmm. their bills are. You know, could you imagine just sitting home and going, gee, I have to figure out a way for somebody else to pay my bills?
Right.
That's not, I don't know, that's not America. It's not, you know, self-determination. So
right.
what we have to do is find a way to engage the entire population so everybody's motivated. Everybody wants to pay their taxes because they know that that money is going to the largest of the social programs. But
right.
you have to be able to pay for those social programs somewhere, and one of the ways is taxes that come from wages.
Well, and along the way, Frank, they have to feel like there's a fair chance to be successful at it. Right now, the wheels of government and policies have worked against opportunity and against businesses. We've become overregulated, and these are some of the things that I think Donald Trump can open up. And if you give somebody the opportunity to dream and a good opportunity and a fair chance at being successful, I see that as a win-win opportunity, and maybe that's what awaits us on the horizon. We can only hope that that would be the case. Frank and Jimmy has been with us. Frank, thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. We got to have you back more often on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Allegra Allergy. Spring is in the air. Unfortunately for allergy sufferers, so is pollen. Achoo! In fact, more than 60 million Americans suffer from hay fever and other upper respiratory allergies. Allergy symptoms can lead to disruptions in our lives, interfering with everything from sleep to outdoor activities. It's important for allergy sufferers to manage these symptoms so they too can enjoy the sunshine. Allergist and immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden.
Spring can be a tough season for people with allergies, but that doesn't mean they need to suffer through it. I recommend that my patients create an everyday allergy plan to avoid their triggers. For example, checking the pollen forecast in the morning, changing clothes when they get home, and showering before bed. To relieve symptoms, I recommend treatment options that are available over-the-counter at prescription strength.
Allegra Allergy is an over-the-counter antihistamine that starts working in 1 hour, offering adults fast, non-drowsy relief from symptoms like itchy, watery eyes and runny nose. For more information, visit www.allegra.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Already getting a little bit of hot summer attitude here. Why not 28 minutes before the top of the hour? I'm Bill Martinez. You know, our conversation with Frank and Jimmy, you know, quite insightful about what this country is faced with and how, what we did different, you know, after World War II, and how vets, when they came back to the United States and the opportunity with the GI Bill that was there for them, giving them the opportunity to, you know, dream the big dreams and realize a future for themselves. And I see that as a huge issue and a stumbling block of what a lot of vets, particularly in these last couple of decades, have been faced with. Well, Mark Cato is with us right now. He is the manager for business services at the Navy Federal Credit Union, responsible for leading, planning, and overseeing the daily functions of the business services development teams throughout the Navy's federal footprint across the nation. And we're going to be talking about helping vets make their dreams a reality. Mark Cato, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I am doing great, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for asking. This is, of course, Small Business Month. We realize and appreciate that the very backbone of our economy really is established on small business. And I see this as a huge issue in this country in terms of we've not been very business friendly. You know, we've been so bogged down with, you know, other issues that have gotten in the way. But in spite of that, the Navy Federal Credit Union has moved forward. You are working with vets to help them dream big dreams, because we need big dreams if we're going to get this country back on track, don't we, Mark?
Yes, yes, we do. As you said, you know, small business is the backbone of the economy, and more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. they create about 2 out of every 3 jobs in the United States each year.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Navy Federal, you know, credit union serves the military, Coast Guard, Department of Defense contractors, their families. Mark, you guys do just such an outstanding job on behalf of those that serve our country. And, you know, we talked about small business and why it's so important to America. And a lot has been written about military vets having difficulty finding employment. Is it possible or even a good idea to turn your hobby or passion into your business? What do you say?
You know, Bill, I'm glad you asked. It's definitely possible. We have a great number of successful business members to prove that. Jason Zotz, retired Navy and owner of Zotzky's Cheesecakes in Pensacola, Florida, he turned his passion of making cheesecakes into a business and started his own cheesecake shop. His location is about a mile from our Pensacola campus, and we frequent his business often. And I can tell you from my own experience that his cheesecakes are amazing.
Well, it's too tempting for me. See, I'm on the other side. I'm on the East Coast side of Florida, and and if it was any closer, I would be a circle because very, very special. So great success stories, and I know that's one of many people. You know, I've always said that we should aim to be a round peg in a round hole, and by that I mean that you find those things that you're naturally wired to do. And those kind of elevate your passion and your fun. You may look at it as a hobby, but, you know, next thing you know, you find yourself doing what you enjoy doing, and it doesn't feel like work at all, does it?
No. You know, they say when you turn your passion into a job, it's not a job anymore. It's you know, just a way of life. It's fun.
Well, Mark, as you know, starting and running a business is an exciting and it can be a stressful adventure. So what are some of the skills vets have that make them successful prospective owners?
You know, they're disciplined. They know how to follow instructions. That's great for opening a franchise or starting your own business. And they know what it means to be dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Now, for vets or soon-to-be, you know, leaving the military, who may be hearing this because, you know, we're across the country, we're even overseas via shortwave, they may start to hear some of this information. What do you recommend for them? Because, you know, what I found, you know, with the business platform, the earlier you start planning, the more advantageous it can be for you. Is that not right?
Yes. You know, that is true. And anyone that's listening that is thinking about starting their own business, I would say you take your time. Don't quit your day job yet. People who keep their day jobs while starting companies are a third less likely to fail than those who abandon their full-time jobs. Set a timeline. Figure out what's involved in starting that business. Do your research. Check out the markets. Figure out a time commitment that you can dedicate to your new venture. Be realistic, create a viable business plan, and, of course, find financial backing.
Exactly. Well, speaking of which, whether it's the Navy, you know, credit union or other financial institutions, Mark, you're recommending, look, you need to get counselors. And it is a wise thing is to assemble some counselors, particularly as they relate to financial institutions, because there's been a lot of other businesses that have gone through and they know, you know, the kind of, you know, the kind of snags and obstacles you may run along and run into, and they can be a great help to you, right?
Yes, that's definitely true. You know, your financial institution should have a development officer that you consider your trusted financial advisor that's going to help you through each step. And, you know, there's resources out there available that they can recommend to you. And you know, that's all to help, you know, make your dream of business ownership become a reality.
Well, Mark, some people hear, well, Navy Federal Credit Union, I wasn't in the military. You know, do I have access to a Navy Federal Credit Union?
Well, you know, Navy Federal serves the Armed Forces, Coast Guard, DOD contractors, and their families. So as long as you fit into, you know, one of those categories, you do qualify for membership.
So being a family member, having not served, but just having a father or mother who has served, you can come in under that banner?
You sure can.
Okay, so where can the good folks go for more information, Mark?
Anyone that wants more information or to even sign up for membership can go to NavyFederal.org and to check out Navy Federal Business Services, select Business Services from the Products and Services tab at the top.
Mark, when people come in to see you, what is the biggest aha moment that you find that keeps repeating itself?
You know, Bill, I would say that as far as, a detailed business plan, when they come in and they hear what's involved in that business plan, because it makes them sit down and think about, you know, I have to hire employees, I have to pay utilities, I have to pay rent, and everything that's involved with running that business. And then that's like the aha moment. It's just like, wow, you know, this is real and this is going to be my business, and I need to sit down and think about this and surround myself with a team of advisors that's going to help me get to the, get to the opening the doors of that business.
Yeah, the one thing that I've found repeatedly, Mark, is you get the people who can dream the big dreams, but they need to come alongside. Either it's, you know, it could be a spouse, could be a best friend, somebody who can come alongside and help them administrate that dream. Very rarely, my experience has been in business, that there has been a person who can do both. Do you find that to be the case as well?
Yeah, as far as you've got your trusted advisors around you, but you do need a support staff as far as, you know, within the business that's going to be able to help that business run when you're not there, because, you know, your reputation is going to be based on, being consistent and making sure that you're available. You know, whether it's a restaurant, a franchise, or a machine shop, you have to make sure it's going to be able to run even when you're not there. So, you know, that support staff around you is very crucial.
Well, and it's always good that when you have a support staff that can pick you up on those days when you're kind of just missing the mark. You know, sometimes you just need, it's kind of like Lenny and of Mice and Men. You know, tell me the vision. Let me see, where are we going one more time? And it's always good to have somebody there who can encourage you and remind you why you got into the business, because invariably you're going to have those moments, I say, in the valleys of business life that say, hey, did I really make the right decision, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, what did I get myself into? So, yeah, you need that support staff around you to, you know, basically be a cheerleader for you.
Exactly. Well, Mark Cato has been our guest manager for business services at Navy Federal Credit Union. He's responsible for leading, planning, and overseeing the daily functions of the business service development teams throughout Navy Federal's footprint across the country. Again, Mark, let's remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Sure, NavyFederal.org.
Mark Cato, I'm Bill Martinez live. It's 19 before the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right after this.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and 2 out of every 3 new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kalah Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loan subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at SaveTheStorks.com. Thank you very much, by the way, for those of you who have given them a call at 844-578-6757 and told them Bill Martinez told you to call. Any donation is appreciated for Save the Storks. We've got 21 buses out there right now, 21 more on the line. And imagine what happens when a woman goes to Planned Parenthood and there is a bus outside of an abortion clinic and saying, hey, look, do you want a free sonogram? And many of the women are taking up on, taking Save the Storks up on that free opportunity to see an ultrasound and see the baby inside of them. 85% of them decide, hey, wait a minute, maybe an abortion is not what I need to do. Maybe I need to choose life. And in them choosing life, it gives them an incredible opportunity. When I say that, I mean, here it is. The stories, and we've heard them, will just absolutely break your heart. But also be grateful for people, who choose life and decide, okay, I know it's not going to be convenient and it's going to be a little bit of a road to hoe here. But the good news is Save the Storks organization is right there to help you every step of the way. Unlike when you go to an abortion clinic, they just say, hey, give me your money, get up there, it's over, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Your child is gone. And, we don't want to hear any more from you. We don't care much about your emotions. If you think not, I mean, you ought to read that book, Abby Johnson's latest book about, it's called Flies on the Wall. And, if they could talk as to what happens at abortion clinics across the country, most amazing. But Save the Storks, is doing something different. And, they're helping women choose life. And if you want to choose, Save the Storks and choose life with us and get on the bus with us, give them a call, would you? 844-578-6757. That is the toll-free number. Tell him Bill Martinez sent you. Hey, the one and only Dr. Ted Baer is with us. Always good to talk with Ted. He's the CEO of Movie Guide, Chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission. Dr. Baer, I know we got you up early. You're on the West Coast, and I appreciate it. Have you even had your first cup of coffee yet, sir?
Oh, of course.
I've been up for a couple of hours. You know, we get up, we pray, we exercise.
Yes, amen.
I hate exercise.
Yeah.
But I have to do it.
I'm right with you on it. I mean, it's just like you got to force yourself to do some of the praying part is easy. I mean, you know, the devotion. Yeah. I got to have the.
That's,
I'm
that's
like you.
The good part.
I got to have that. There's the. You know when Jesus said
the exercise part. I was funny. My wife's been on chemo for many years, and she had some operations last year. And the doctor said, "Do you exercise?" And she said, "Not if I can help it." But anyway, there we go.
Oh, hey, we're all changing our lives there, so I'm right with you, Ted. And I want to talk to you about, you know, this year's been a good year for family-based films. This has been something that's been on your heart for a long time, even before Passion of the Christ, that really opened the eyes to a lot of Hollywood execs to say, hey, there are money in them dar hills, and, you know, we can't ignore these evangelicals. They're quite a consumer power base.
Well, you know, it goes back, and the good news is that it goes back to a long time. And Hollywood used to go through a lot of cycles. The beginning of Hollywood, or the beginning of the film industry in the 1890s to about 1915, was all morality tales or nativity stories. The first nativity story was in 1897, et cetera. And then and a lot of movies were being shown in churches up to 1914. In 1914, they had a big exhibition. You can read about it in The Silence of God. S-I-L-E-N-T-S of God, the silent films of God, in Columbus, Ohio, where they got three warehouses and made the biggest screen ever made up until cars made a screen at the racetrack in North Carolina. But anyway, then they split, and during the 20s, movies got debauched, and then the church came back in again, and, you know, you had a wonderful period, 100%. Movies that you could take their family to, and Mr. Smith Went to Washington, It Was a Wonderful Life, and The Bells of St. Mary rang out across the land, and then you had the 70s, you know, when I was head of the organization that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television. That same year, Jesus of Nazareth came out, and we split. I had 37 million viewers, and they had 36 million viewers on Easter Sunday. That's incredible, because there were only 170 million people in the country at that time. And the Jesus film came out, and then AD came out, not the new AD, but the AD that came out with Franco Zeffirelli and all of those wonderful people. And that phase lasted for about 10 years. What this is usually called is a golden cycle, that every generation needs to. Walt Disney coined that term, and what he said is, you know, Bambi, we can show it 10 years later in the new generation. Actually, he said 7 years later. Let me be accurate. And the new generation will see it. What surprises me about what's happening now, and I think it came way before the Passion of the Christ, is that we see a staying power in these movies. And I think the staying power is that you have more and more people outside the church going to the movies. Lifeway did a study that 40% of the non-churched Americans have gone to a Christian movie last year. So the big audience seems to be the average person around the country who wants to see hope, who wants to see miracles from heaven, who wants to see Jesus, whether he's a young Messiah or risen. He wants to see all these different aspects of faith, because he's living in a tough time.
Exactly.
So I look at three elements that propel this. One, great storytelling. Some of them have great stories. Some of them are not so great. Two, good triumphs over evil. You know, people suffer through tough lives, and they want good to triumph. They want, you know, Clavius to find Jesus and risen. And number three, you want redemption. You want to be saved. As Superman said to Lois above Metropolis, you know, everybody's looking for a savior. And you hear a little African-American woman saying, "Lord, save my baby," or a man in Ohio saying, "Lord, save my job." Everybody wants a savior. So even when you get to movies like Superman versus Batman, you've got strong Christian content in it. And many of the people who are making these movies email us every day, talk to us, come by our office, look at the report to the entertainment industry. We've shown them for years how to make more money at the box office. The guy who started, one of the founders of Legendary Pictures, you know, when we were doing a big conference, was picking up all our reports to the entertainment industry that other people hadn't gotten. I said, "What are you doing?" My son actually said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I use this to make sure that Batman and Superman and the rest of them in our world are able to go to church." Superman goes to church and takes a trying to reach every different audience. Every week, about 130 to 141 million people go to church, and about 20 to 25 million people go to movies. So 5 to 7 times more people go to church than movies. Now, the church is down, so if you listen to Barner and the rest of the people who love to look at the bad news, you see that it's down from 180 million, the church attendance. But if you look at the good news, we're still a tremendous force in society. There's no other group that's as big as ours, and we can shape the culture in a very easy way. If the Christians would choose the good and reject the bad, you could change the culture overnight. So the good news is that Christians are getting more in tune. The most powerful person in Hollywood, Bill, is not Jeffrey Katzenberg, who's a friend of mine who's going to come to a gala next year, who just lost his company, and Michael Eisner lost his job, and Ted Turner lost his company. It's the 12 to 24-year-old who goes to movies, and most of those 12 to 24-year-olds belong to Christians. So if you teach your children how to be culture-wise, you will change the culture.
Well, and this is the big challenge for the church and, you know, the next generation that's coming up, Ted, is that, you know, we've got a lot of contention going on in our culture right now. How to deal with these things that are, you know, we seem to be accommodating such a small minority of people. And, you know, we're not able to have the conversation, it seems like, in the public square because the big hand of the government will come in and just say, well, this is the way it is. It's just not moving fast enough. And you know and that I know that when we get in a hurry, we make mistakes and we end up dealing with things before it's time.
Well, you've said something that's right on target. And the problem is that we have become sort of disinterested in the actual impact of the culture on our children. I see it all the time. If I go to Korea to speak about the culture-wise family, you know, they'll put you in a big stadium. If you go to America, they'll put you in a small room. And the reason is that most of us are enjoying the culture. We think we're in a hot tub. We're actually in the pot being boiled like that frog that's about to die. So we got to get out of the hot tub and get back into, take our children out of non-Christian schools. I'm not kidding. You know, somebody just quoted online, and it may be apocryphal or not, but Churchill or somebody who took out, take your children out of the schools of not teaching about Jesus Christ. You know, you have to raise up your children in the way they should go. If every one of those 138 million Christians who go to church every week took their children out of secular schools, the secular schools would collapse.
Exactly.
The whole system would collapse.
Well, you know, we've got to figure out where we're going to take our stand, Ted, because our country has been hijacked, and what kind of future, what kind of America are we leaving for our kids that they're ill-equipped to deal with, you know, bathroom options today, much less, you know, the traditions that you and I grew up with, you know, a traditional marriage perspective. You know, what kind of impact does that have in our culture, and how do we have that conversation with compassion, but yet with truth?
Go to movieguide.org and find out more.
Exactly. Well, yeah, definitely. But we've got to keep the conversation going. I keep saying to everybody, Ted, that we've been under political correctness for so long. It may be a little inartful, but we need to start.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it with your show. We're doing it. There are lots of people that are doing it. Now we have to ask people to wake up. God bless.
Exactly. God bless. Dr. Ted Baer, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Ted.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.